Players abroad on Soccer Laduma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. This is your captain, Slu Paho. Today we are traveling to Faro in Portugal. Joining me in the cabin is Mihlali Mayambela, a midfielder who is playing for Farense in the Liga Pro. Conditions are clear. His side sit in top position in the hunt for promotion, and he has 14 appearances, 2 goals, and an assist to his name. For your safety, please ensure that your seat belts are fastened at all times. Flight 005 is cleared for takeoff. Enjoy the trip.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
Mihlali Mayambela Mabuti, how are you doing today, my brother?
How are you doing? Good, I'm good. And yourself?
I'm all good. So you've been living and playing in Portugal for about a few months now, but you know your way around Europe. You are also in Sweden. Which country would you say you prefer playing in?
They're two different countries, two different style of play. So I both enjoy. I enjoyed my time in Sweden, especially the third year when I was there. So it's different, but this side is much warmer than in Sweden, because Sweden is snowy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were both a Chiefs and Pirates Youth Academy product, correct?
Yeah, I was at Pirates and Chiefs.
Can you tell me about those early Youth Academy days, what it was like moving around, so like, you know, between clubs as a youth product?
At Pirates, I went there before my brother was signed, and then I went back to Cape Town, and then I came back when he was in Joburg. And then I signed for them, and then I started to live there full time. But I didn't get to play a lot because there was so much expectation because of my brother and stuff, you know. So I didn't really play, and I was released after the season. So after that, I went to Chiefs. I trained with them, and they signed me, and they were happy. And then I started to play there. I played more often, and I kind of enjoyed, and it was good. It was good. I don't remember how many seasons I played, but I was promoted to the a reserve team. It was okay. Also, it was okay, but I didn't play so often. We were playing the Castle League, but I didn't play so often, and it didn't bother me much because I was still young, you know. I was just happy that I had achieved, you know. And so things didn't go well, and it didn't end well, and I left. So I went back home. I went back home to Cape Town, and my brother moved to Sweden, and then I went back home to Cape Town.
How did that first move to Europe come together?
It was after the Bale tournament.
I see.
After the Bale tournament. I had a great tournament, though. So there were teams who were interested locally. But I told myself and I told my family that I want to move abroad. My dream is to play abroad, not here. And there were teams who were like really, really interested. They called me, they spoke to me, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, yeah, but my first option is to go abroad, and then here I am.
Yes, definitely. And what is one thing that you would say that you miss most about South Africa?
Because I didn't play much in the South African top league. I didn't play at all in the PSL. I played in the second division. It was good because I was still at school. I was young, and I had a great coach, Bobby Solomons. He believed in me, and I was playing as a sub, and I enjoyed it, and I was doing well. I was improving. So I would say she was the one who paved the way for me to start to enjoy football again, you know. So
and then in general, what would you miss about South Africa as a country?
I just miss my family and my friends. That's it.
What are the differences in culture between South Africa and say Portugal that are hard to deal with?
Of course, it's a language, you know, but as time goes on, you learn the culture, you learn the language, you learn everything. To live with different people, different places. So it's cool. For me, it's totally different things. But anyone can adjust if he really wants to be here, you know. So for me, it's good.
I see. Now you've played essentially your entire senior career in terms of high level football abroad, but would you say that there's differences in the style of football that you played in the South African youth setups to what you've played in Portugal and Sweden?
Yeah, but youth football is totally different to professional football. So, of course, there's huge difference. You know? Here, it's more tactical thing and physical, and it's much faster, you know. And there's no time to be babysitted, stuff like that, like in the juniors. So it's different. Of course, it's different. I don't know about the highest level in South Africa because I've never played. So, but it's good here.
And your team is enjoying quite a good spell now. And you've played a lot of the games. Do you think that maybe given promotion or just finishing out the season well, that we'll start to see you in the national team setups?
I'm more focused on my team right now because we are 2 points ahead of other teams. We are on the top. We just lost recently, 2 days ago. So I'm more focused on achieving my individual goals and my collective goals as a team. So the rest will come afterwards.
Let's talk about some lifestyle stuff. What's the food like, you know, in Europe? I actually wanted to ask, how's the food in Sweden?
The food in Sweden, it's proper. It's more protein food. They eat very well, and I enjoyed it. And it's good. It's not so different from our food.
Serious? And then how's the Portuguese food? Because we know they have restaurants everywhere.
Yeah, they have restaurants everywhere. Portuguese, I would say they have two different types of food and people. They have people who are like more African, and they have their white people. The both food and the culture are good. So I would say the black side, this side, it's more like South African side.
Does that mean that there's any places in Portugal that remind you of home, that remind you of Cape Town and Joburg?
There is, but I'm not the type of a person who choose what to eat and what not to eat. I'm comfortable in to eat anything.
If you got a week off and you could take vacation in South Africa, but it has to be anywhere except your hometown, where would you visit?
I'd go to Joburg.
Very nice. How often do you get to follow our news and updates from South Africa?
Every day.
Every day. Do you manage to you keep up with the PSL?
I do, but I don't watch the games more often. The only game I watched was Cape Town City and Kaizer Chiefs, the Telkom knockout. That's the only game I watched.
Yes, to watch the big bro, now.
Yeah, that's the only thing I do.
And then which South African team do you personally support? One that goes way back.
I've been a Bloemfontein Celtic fan before my brother even played for them. I have soft spot for them.
And then I wanted to ask, being a South African footballer in Portugal, actually just being a South African anywhere, when you tell people you are South African, who do they ask you about the most? You know, people like doing that thing.
They ask me about Mandela. Hey, Mandela, hey, did you know him? Have you met him? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, but yeah, I've never seen him. He was far away from me. So
I see.
They always talk about him, and they talk about Tabalala with the goal that he scored in the World Cup 2010, and they talk about Tico also. So yeah, they know people. They do.
Fantastic.
And Benny McCarthy. Benny McCarthy, they talk about him a lot here in Portugal. Wherever I go, they ask me about him.
Very nice.
And they would just call me Benny McCarthy. Hey, Benny McCarthy. Hey.
A huge shoes to fill there. Last question. How often do you get to meet fellow South Africans in Portugal? Doesn't have to be footballers, but just in general. How often do you see South Africans that side?
I see them more often here because there are two guys who are from South Africa. And one is working in the club, like in my team, in the offices in my team. So I see him more often when I go to training. Yeah.
Well, Mihlali, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and best of luck for the rest of the season. You guys are doing great, and you're performing at a high level, so keep it going.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, man. Have a good day.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. That is how we wrap up Flight 005 of Players Abroad. Let us know who you want us to talk to next. Always great to catch up. We have landed safely in Mzansi on our return from Portugal. Thank you for joining me on Soccer Laduma Airways. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my editor and co-pilot, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
Soccer Laduma Radio.